بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. We always begin with the praise of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most kind, the most merciful, the benevolent. We send peace, salutation, the choicest of salawat upon Imam al-Anbiya, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma fasalli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Once again, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah azza wa jal has gifted us and blessed us with the month of Ramadan. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah azza wa jal fill this month with khair, with goodness, with rahmah, with forgiveness. And may Allah enshroud us in His mercy and His blessings. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. My respected brothers and sisters in Islam, for this year, inshallah, as we have begun the month of Ramadan, as per the previous years, we are most honored once again to be with you. And as per the post-Taraweeh session, inshallah, there will be a tafsir. However, we have thought for this year, given that many of us leave the Taraweeh after 8 or after 10 raka'at, perhaps we will have a little session just before the Salatul Taraweeh, about 7 or 8 minutes. And we have titled this session At-Tazkira. And this is titled as such as a reminder and reflections over matters related to the ajza and the chapters that perhaps we will recite in the Taraweeh of the night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has of course made the month of Ramadan synonymous with Quran. Every one of us during this month of Ramadan, we have great hopes, great aspirations in many elements of our ibadat and worship, and in particular when it comes to the matter of Quran. When we recite Quran, the first thing that every single one of us, by and large, that we do is we start with the recital of A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. Earlier reflecting that over what should be the topic of discussion tonight and exploring the myriad of topics that were recited last night and will be tonight in Surah Al-Baqarah, the chapter of the cow. When reflecting over the myriad of topics, my mind gravitated towards the very beginning point, and that is A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, that we start recital of Quran with these very same words. One has to think about this and ponder very carefully that why has Allah given the instruction that we seek refuge from shaitan when beginning recital of Quran? Of course, these very same words of A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem do not appear in the Quran in those terms. But Allah has instructed us in Surah An-Nahl, فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنِ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, that when you recite Quran, then begin with seeking refuge from shaitan. Why? What is the logic and the reasoning behind this? If we think more carefully, why would we seek refuge from shaitan in a matter that is noble, rewarding, and so highly regarded? Ordinarily, a person would seek refuge from the temptations of shaitan in matters which are sinful. But yet, in this instant, we are reciting Quran but instructed to seek refuge from shaitan. Two reasons. One of these is that whenever we communicate with anyone or anything, the first thing to do is establishing a solid platform for communication that is free from distraction. Free from distraction. And Allah instructs us here that seek refuge from shaitan because your greatest desire or the greatest temptation away from Quran will be shaitan. Shaitan will come and he will cause distraction in the mind in many forms, in many ways. That's why we say, of course, and I'm saying it hesitantly, that while there is legitimacy, permissibility of reciting Quran from the mobile phone, is it the most and best option that we exercise, or is it the primary cause of distraction? All the Huffaz are putting their phones away. I saw that, that's why I said I'm saying it hesitantly. Is it the primary cause of our distraction? And by and large, we would say this would be the case. Allah instructs us that make ta'awud and seek refuge from shaitan from any distractions, one. Secondly, why do we seek refuge? Because the ayah following that, Allah reminds us, إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ لَهُ سُلْطَانٌ. As we're waiting for people to come, inshallah, we'll just take 2 or 3 minutes today. إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ لَهُ سُلْطَانٌ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. That if you read and start your recital with ta'awudh and a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, then Allah says, لَيْسَ لَهُ سُلْطَانٌ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. The believer, shaitan will never have any authority over the believer who starts the recital with a'udhu billah wa'ala rabbihim yatawakkaloon. And they have reliance on Allah. That when a person begins reciting Quran, then he moves total reliance unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He moves away reliance from himself and herself. Removes reliance from their own physical ability. We remove and seek refuge from our own intellectual distraction and our own intellectual ability. Very often we approach the Quran with this mindset that I will examine the content of Quran. Yet Allah puts this to rest in the beginning. That seek ta'awudh from shaitan. Why is this? Because you will have no distraction and only have reliance on Allah. And place not reliance on yourself. In this way, a person approaches and starts and begins recital of Quran, already removing the distraction of shaitan, and Allah opens the journey that he is able to now endeavor into the journey of hidayah and the words and the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq, understanding. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Inshallah, we can straighten our road.